Howdy, paranormal people. Welcome to the Ghost Encounters of the Third Kind podcast show. And with myself, Nick, Faye and Marie.
Nick.
How is everybody?
Yeah. Super duper.
Good, thank you.
Good.
Everybody's enthusiastic.
Tired.
So tonight, we don't know what we're talking about. Ghost hunts, paranormal investigations when you know something's been faked. Have you ever experienced this?
Have you ever faked it?
No, never. Always 100% genuine.
Yeah, I think I've experienced a few little fakeries going on.
Go on then.
Well, obviously I'm not going to tell you by whom or where. But yeah, you get when you go on some of these events, don't you? You get the odd if it's been a bit flat and a bit quiet, and I think some of these companies are worried that the guests are going to go home and feel a bit, you know, bored and give them bad reviews or whatever. So they kind of think, I'll just creak this door, or I'll just pull this, or I'll just make that flash or whatever, you know. And I think if you know what you're doing, if you've got a bit of experience, I think you can, not always, you can't always, you know, pick out the fakes, but 9 out of 10 times I think you know when something's not quite right.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the most famous places that I've been, well, not faking it, but no, it's not good, in Burslem, Leopard.
The Leopard, yeah.
They set it up at the end, didn't they, with all sorts of mirrors.
Yeah, but was that a known thing? Didn't they? Wasn't that like for some sort of show that they put on?
I would have thought so. Yeah, they wouldn't.
Because they had that guy going, didn't they?
Yeah, there was a right at the end of the corridor, was a piece of pierce that was angled.
Yeah.
So that if you were in a room, the last room, you could be doing stuff. If you were in the dark or with a night vision camera filming down the corridor, you'd see it in this pierce box at the bottom.
So you could have someone dressed up in the room as like a ghost, and it kind of reflects in the
room
pierce box, but you can still see through it, so it looks like it.
So it looked like it was transparent. Pretty good, actually. But
was that done for investigations, or was it done for like a bit of a
Halloween event?
Yeah, something like that.
They left it there, didn't they?
Well, it was left there.
They left it there all the time.
I've only investigated there twice. And the first time it wasn't there, but the second time it was there, they'd left it there.
We investigated that, didn't we, Faye? Twice, actually. Mm. We went with somebody else, and then we did it as haunted evidence, didn't we? And we took a group in there.
It was a great place, though. Not
once. I never got much from there. I like the place.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
the actual building was amazing.
Yeah.
I think the first time we went, we heard somebody coming down the stairs, quite plain, and we were literally in the first room next to the stairs, and we heard footsteps coming down the stairs, and immediately we went out and we looked, and there was nobody on the stairs. I thought that was a great. It's a massive shame what happened to that.
Mm.
Massively.
I've got another one as well. I was on a ghost hunt at the Vicky Hall, and I won't mention the team. I don't know if they're still going, but we was in the basement, and he obviously didn't know what night vision cameras were all about, because he put a trigger object, which was a marble, on the floor, and said, because it was proper pitch black in there was no windows and nothing, as soon as the lights went out, she couldn't see anything. He said, put this marble down and we'll switch all the lights off and we'll do some calling out and we'll see what happens. So I was there with my night vision, and you could see him.
Leg out,
try and kick it, because he couldn't see it. So he was trying to fiddle around to see where I'd put it, try and kick it. But I got it.
See, that's just
camera.
Embarrassing, isn't it? How embarrassing is that?
I caught one of my own team. With table tipping, same thing.
That's devastating when it's your own team.
She was a medium as well. Herself and two others were on the table doing the table tipping, pitch black, and it was in this barn, pitch black, and I'm sat there with my night vision camera catching everything. The table was getting mental, and it was getting mental, and then one of the girls who were on with it said it would stop now, and it stopped every time she took her hands off it. And you can see her pushing it, and then she'd pull her hands away. And I'm filming it all here. Needless to say, she didn't work with us again.
I think when you're in the pitch black, people forget, don't they, that you can, if somebody's got a night vision camera, they can see everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But that's such a, you've only got to get caught doing it once, and that's your reputation gone. Hello. You're done for. Don't get me wrong, sometimes I can understand people's mentality behind it, if things are a bit slow and things are a bit quiet, why somebody would just, I suppose they're thinking these people have paid good money, they've come on this event, nothing's happening, you know, I can understand why they would, but it doesn't make it right. They still shouldn't.
I would never.
It's your whole reputation.
Never
done.
Ever. I prefer them go away with nothing and say, well, nothing happened. Say, well, you've been on a paranormal investigation and nothing's happened.
Well, that's...
How many do we go on and nothing happens?
Yeah, that's...
You educate the people first off, haven't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's not paying for a ghost train, are you?
Normally, it's the first thing I will say is that for however many hours that investigation is on for, expect 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours of nothing. Expect nothing. And then if you do get something, that's a bonus, isn't it? So, once caught once, that's it. Your reputation gone, nobody wants to investigate with those people again, do they? And they may only ever have done it that once, but that's it, isn't it? I mean, there was that famous case of, was it Most Haunted?
Yeah, at East Drive.
Yeah.
Pulled him up the stairs with the rope.
So obvious, wasn't it?
Terrible.
Did they actually, could you actually see the cord at one point going round the... Did you see that clip, Faye?
I was talking to somebody once who had something to do with Most Haunted, and what they said is about the mediums on there, you know, Derek Acora used to get accused of faking stuff and this, that, the other. Listen, I've got no doubt he was a top class
medium
psychic, he was, but when you're in this programme, the pressure's on you. If you don't get nothing, they're filming and saying, look, you need to get something now.
Mm.
So that's when they have got to. I think that's how they get away with, for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah.
Or when they put the programme on. Because there is that much made up on them.
But
for viewing pleasure, isn't it?
But this is what I'm saying, though, Nick. They only have to do it once.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Derek Acora may have been overheard that bit of information and came out with that once.
Yeah.
But now, all of a sudden, he will be forever known as a fake because of that one time.
Yeah, and it's quite obvious. I've seen any stand-up, you know, on the stage and everything, and it's so obvious he was very good at what he did.
Yeah.
You know? But unfortunately, like you say. But we know people... We know people that do with tarot, and they get away with it. People believe them. People pay them money for it. But it's obvious they can't read it. They just blag it, and they're making money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's not always. It's not always people running the events, neither. We've known guests.
Fate
things as well, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Faye's been on investigations with us where we've had one of the guests that are making noises or creaking something and then, oh my God, what's that? And we know, but obviously it's, you know.
I've encountered that myself, and I can't understand why somebody would pay 60 quid to go on a ghost hunt and start faking stuff, start pushing a planchette on a Ouija board. Because as soon as that happens, the whole investigation is gone, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
if that person's involved with the rest of the night, I can't believe anything that happens.
No, I think the reason that they do it is then they can go home and they can say to the mates, give it the big and can't. They say, well, I was opening this door and you should have seen them. They were all like, oh, the door's opening and it was me. And you know what I mean? And it's like...
Yeah.
And you've also got the other angle that is there's some groups that purposely do it. When you've got guests who are a bit naive and hear a creaking door or creak or somebody's stomach rumbling and they're like, oh, I just heard something. Yeah. And you know what it is, and let them carry on believing that they've heard something. Is that the same as...
I think if it's something really obvious and you know for sure, let's say it was your stomach that made that noise, then no, you say, sorry, that was my stomach. But if you're not sure what that noise is, then how can you call it out if you don't know? When you do your own investigating and you hear something, it's easy to try and debunk. That's easy because, you know, let's say a door closed, so you can walk around, you can look for drafts, you can open the door, shut it, see how easy it is, and you can do all of that. But when you're on events where you've got guests there, it's not so easy to do that debunking to that degree. So I think if you're sure and you know exactly what that noise is, absolutely. You know, we've got a venue where there's those automatic air fresheners that go off every 10, 15 minutes. And, you know, when guests have gone, oh my God, what was that noise? Well, it's the air freshener. I know it's the air freshener, and you'll hear it again in another 10 minutes. That's where it is. So absolutely call that out. But if they were to hear a noise and I wasn't really sure what it was either, then yeah, I would say, I'm sorry, I don't know that noise. I can't say what that is.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is there's groups up there that will just let people, the imagination run wild up if they think it's anything from a piece of dust or like an orb or something, and they could just convince themselves that they've caught something paranormal when often the case it isn't. It's nothing paranormal, it's just dust. Or anything really. I'm not just picking on orbs, I just don't like orbs.
My orb was spectacular.
You still haven't seen Faye's orb, have you?
Not seen
I will
my
show
orb.
You Faye's orb afterwards.
You just keep it to yourself, don't you?
No, I need to show it.
No, we will show it. We'll
it's
show
marvellous.
It. You've got a marvellous orb,
I
Faye.
I've got a marvellous orb.
You have. You have indeed.
Wait till you see it, Nick.
Pink. A marvellous pink orb. Oh, yes. Sorry, going back to sidetrack there. I think there is. There are companies out there that feel pressurised to give their paying guests something to go home with. So, yeah, I agree, they might run with. And that's, I don't know, is that faking? That's not, you know, if it's a natural noise, I'm not sure that comes under faking, but I suppose it's a case of if the guests have heard something, you're not 100% sure where it is either. If you are 100% sure where it is, then yeah, call it out. But if you're not, then you run with it, don't you? And see if you can hear that same noise again and call out and go like that. But faking, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. Like I say, I'd rather the guests go home and say, well, nothing happened there, than go home and say, I can't believe it. It was a complete pantomime and we won't be booking with them again.
The problem we've got as well is some guests that everything that happens they think is paranormal anyway. And even if you told them it wasn't, they'd still think it was.
Yeah.
So in that instant, you've just got to let them go home believing what they won't believe, if you know what I mean.
You've got the other end of the spectrum there as well, where somebody always disses
definitely.
Everything. We don't even know why they bother going on a ghost hunt.
I don't either. We did one, and I'll tell you where it was. It was at the Lion and Swan in Congleton, and I always remember it. We were doing a Ouija board in the basement. Have you ever done the Lion and Swan?
No.
The Congleton.
Crying
no.
Boy in there.
They have got a crying boy in there. They've also got a picture of a naked woman that's supposed to be haunted as well. It's supposed to be
seen that one.
It was in the basement.
Yeah.
And anyway, we're in that basement where that was. They were doing a board and nothing was happening after about 10 minutes. And this one woman chirps up and says, I went to see a medium once. And I think it was Vicky, you know, Sergeant Biden's missus. And she says, well, what do you mean? She says, well, he told me that I block everything. And she says, well, why have you come on a ghost hunt? Why are you trying to do a Ouija board? She says, my energy blocks everything and nothing can ever come through while I'm around. And I'm thinking, well, why have you gone on a ghost? Why have you paid money to go on a ghost hunt?
We've been on investigations before and it's been completely flat. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I don't know why, and I've kind of gone, has anybody got anything in their pockets? Anybody got... You know, and we've had somebody, haven't we, pulled out salts, crystals, sage, everything you can think of. Well, I didn't want anything follow me home, so I just thought I'd protect myself. And it's like, right, okay.
You've protected everything, thank you very much.
Yeah.
But we're calling out and we're trying to get something, and here you are with, like, you know, all these, everything you can think of for blocking everything.
Crucifix.
When she told us, me and Vicky looked at each other, thinking, we'd just shook our heads, we just didn't believe what we were hearing, like, you know.
Mm.
And well, that was, we get all sorts, don't we? But then, it's funny, isn't it? But some of them just want to come and be scared, I suppose. I don't know, some of them come around for a laugh, don't they? And some just, I don't know if there's many that are really serious. Investigators that come.
No, because the joint being a group.
And the thing is, if you're a serious investigator, it's no good going on other people's events, is it?
No.
I mean, we go on other people's events for like a bit of a busman's holiday, if you like, because sometimes it's nice just go and not be the ones doing the work and just tag along and watch how other people work as well.
Okay.
And also, how we've said before, sometimes it's the only time, the only way you can get into some of the massive venues because they demand so much money. The only way you can go in and experience it is by going on somebody else's sometimes. So,
What other fakeries is there? Like, you know, photographs, video footage.
Yeah, there's the app. There was that app that was out. There was a ghost app one that used to put stuff on.
That was it, yeah.
I remember when that first came out, I had my husband with that in the living room when it very first came out, yeah.
Yeah, the ghost app.
What? Explain what that is then.
It just put on, you could put an image onto a photograph of a ghost, like a transparent.
There. There was
no,
there
that's
was,
that isn't as famous.
Yeah, but like that,
like that.
But no,
there was different
better
images.
Quality images. If you know, you could tell it was a girl, but then this same girl ghost was popping up on all these photographs all over the world. The same ghost.
There was different. There was options.
Well, she waited for two, I think.
Yeah, there was options. You could have a man in a flat cap or a little girl, and there was options. And then you placed them anywhere you wanted on one of your photographs, but then you could mess about with the transparency. So you could make them really transparent. Or
I remember that.
Yeah. So when that first came out, it was fun for family and friends, but not for use on investigations. And there's also, I don't know about if it falls into fakery, but there's that pareidolia as well, don't they? People take photographs and they can see a face, and it's a bit like when somebody says, like, they've got Jesus and a piece of toast and stuff like that, you know. And then they're adamant that they've caught something, and it's a bit like, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. I mean, that one's fake.
What one?
Well, like Ness Monster.
Because people can't... people don't know what you're talking
about. That's the most famous one,
isn't it? People don't know what you're talking about.
The famous Loch Ness Monster, one that looks a bit like a brontosaurus.
Is that the one that was just the model?
But if you look now... They said it was so big, massive, but if you look at it now, sorry for everybody listening, we've got the picture on the wall here behind us. The scale of the actual supposed to be Loch Ness Monster and the waves, the Loch Ness Monster would have only been about a foot long, I think. It was a model, wasn't it? He made a model, didn't he?
But didn't somebody, also somebody that they brought in to investigate it, he faked the footprints? Was it a hippo foot that he took? Remember the guy? Oh, I think he'd got a hippo foot that was in an ashtray or something, but it was and he put it in the mud up the banks and said that he'd got the footprints, and that was fake. And yeah, I think they faked an awful lot of things to do with the Loch Ness Monster.
I do think there's a Loch Ness Monster.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know about the monster bit. Something in there, I think.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I'd like to think there was. Yeah, I'd like to think there was. Seen all the films. Yeah.
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 But that again...
Like Bigfoot and the Andersons is real as well, isn't it?
Bigfoot.
But again, when people say, oh, I don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster, well, why not? Well, because everybody faked it, didn't they? Again, the you fake something and all of a sudden none of it's true, is it?
What I'm really enjoying at the minute is all these fake UFO sightings and all these fake aliens.
This big one in Vegas.
And now it's all coming out that things weren't faked. Mm. Like, there was stuff faked, obviously. But I just don't get why now everything's okay to see an alien now.
And well, they're pushing it for a reason, aren't they? So let's not go down that rabbit hole.
What's it, just very quickly, what's the one that's big at the moment? Was it in Vegas? Somebody supposed to have seen something.
Yeah, the police turned up and
crash
the police,
in
the
Vegas
guy
and
actually said the ones with in the back garden.
Is that the same one?
The one that Mark posted on the page.
Oh, yeah. That was fake. I think that was fake footage.
No, the one with the police turned up and the police said he was asking for the reason because his wife had seen something and
a colleague had seen it off his chest.
Oh, right, okay.
You could see the flash coming down.
Right.
But they put that flash to the report of the phone call and they phoned in and said that there's something in the garden and it was 10 foot, it's got big eyes. Everybody's seen. I don't think that. I think someone's cobbled that together. Because
is that the clip you're on about? Mm, yeah. I haven't seen that bit.
Because the alien hasn't got big eyes. Oh. And it's like
got a tiny mouth.
Yeah, and it said. Yeah, it just didn't match the description. I think someone's just because the video. The police said they couldn't release the video of the backyard because it was.
Private. And why would they suddenly do that? They don't normally bother, do they?
No, but I don't think they have. I think somebody else has just been a clever dick. And
I don't know. I believe in aliens.
Oh, so
I think
you reckon there was something there, but we don't know what it was.
Well, I don't think it was what they were showing.
No, it's a bit...
The video, I think somebody's like AI or something shows this supposed alien crouched down in the backyard. And the voiceover is the guy ringing the police, saying there's something in the back garden. It's 8-9 foot. It's got big shiny eyes and it's got a bigger mouth. And you can see it and it looks a bit strange. And it looks like it's got a tiny little mouth. And its eyes do look bigger sort of that way, sort of sideways on, but not big, big. Mm. And they had got a bit of a shine to them, hadn't they? But it just doesn't look right. It doesn't match what it looks like. Doesn't match the description of what the guy was saying when he was doing the report. I think that's something that somebody's put together.
I know. I'm going to ask it anyway. I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask it anyway, just for the listeners. Like, why do you think people do fake stuff?
I would say just get
sad.
5 minutes of fame, maybe.
I think for different reasons. It depends on the situation. If we're talking why companies fake stuff on investigations, I think it's just because to entertain their guests. If we're talking people just faking stuff and putting stuff out there just because, like Nick said, it's just to get the 5 minutes of fame, I think. But then once they're proved to be a fake, is that 5 minutes of fame really worth damaging your reputation?
Well, some people just don't care about that. They sort of always worry about that.
Some people will just deny. Yeah. When you 100% know it's fake, they will still deny it's fake. You know, I think just some people are a little bit delusional. I think some people fake that much, they actually start believing their own stuff anyway, so... Yeah. You know, it's just a shame because that's why.
But you can get more and more these days because, you know, everybody can be TikTok famous, can't they? Just a couple of videos and.
Paranormal's in fashion at the minute, isn't it?
And also the software and the stuff that you can do these days, it's very, very difficult to know We had a conversation with a friend of ours a couple of nights ago, didn't we, saying, how are we supposed to know what's true and what isn't anymore? When some photographs that are coming out and, you know, and I was amazed, and the friend sat there and was saying, oh, no, that was AI generated, and no, that wasn't real. And it was like, are you kidding me? And it puts you in that, we've got to the point now where you can look at anything and there's no way of knowing 100% if that's true or not.
No.
It's a bit like a Michael Kors handbag. It's just the same thing, isn't it?
It's the same, yeah. Same but different. This AI now is just ridiculous, isn't it? What you can do with it. It's mental.
I've done a few pictures on there. Just tell it what you want. And it just makes it up.
Picture.
Yeah, just in seconds. Like asked it to do an elf sitting on a mushroom smoking DMT, and it come back and it done it.
Can we have a copy?
I mean, gone are the days, aren't they, where the early photoshops used to look like somebody had just pasted somebody's head on somebody's body. It was obvious. And then you got to the point where, you know, the women would be doing it and cinching their waist in, but the fence behind them was also bowed in, and, you know, and things gave it away. But now you've just got no chance of knowing. So no doubt there's genuine stuff out there that people claim is fake, you know what I mean? Flipping it around, it works both ways, doesn't it? People just go, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, it's just a lot easier these days. Like on your iPhone, if you keep two or three fingers long press on a photograph on like a person, it'll cut them out and get rid of all the background.
I'll ask you about that off.
I've got it.
I can do that. I can do that, but I don't know what to do with it after.
Seriously, Nick?
Yeah.
Mine does that anyway, this Google Pixel.
How does it?
Takes anything out.
On iPhone? Yeah, on iPhone.
Yeah. It's posh yours, isn't it?
Mine? Mine isn't posh. Mine isn't posh.
It's an iPhone. Yeah. It's got to be posh.
Yeah, so.
And then what do you do with it, then?
I don't know. I don't know what you do with it after.
It's a bit like a copy and paste, then? Yeah. Right,
but
okay.
I don't know how to...
You can take it out and put it onto another picture, so we can paste.
Oh, can you? Can you actually do that?
Yeah.
See, are we running into the dangers of, you know, posting pictures of people and places they've never been?
Yeah.
I mean, it starts to get dangerous, doesn't it?
Dangerous, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it starts to get, you know, no, I've never been there. Well, I've got a picture of you there. Well, you know what I mean? Starts getting dangerous.
I saw one the other day. I know it's not paranormal related, but I looked at it. It said something like, "Chilling on the beach, we just got here," or something like that. And it was, and you pulled back, and it looked like somebody was sitting on the beach with his legs. You pulled back; they weren't even legs; they were sausages. They were hot dog sausages in front of the picture.
I've seen them with Gatsa's legs. Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, because we're on there.
Yeah, that's just crazy. That's crazy.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah.
And put it back in.
Yeah. It's frightening times we live in, I think.
So that's the only problem I have with it all now, being a serious paranormal investigator. I can't believe anything unless I was there and witnessed it.
But yeah, that's what I was going to say. We'll get to the point where, sadly, we won't believe anything.
We could be sat here now, and one of us could take a photo of somebody walking through that door as some spirit, and we've got it. Us four know it's genuine, but nobody else would believe it.
No.
Because of what goes on, which is really sad, isn't
it?
Our field, it's really sad for our field. So.
Because there was a time where it used to be good to exchange evidence and see what other people had picked up and talk about other people's methods and share things. But like I say, we've got to the point now where I think we had a question, didn't we, from a listener last week or a couple of weeks back about this, saying being shown some supposed evidence and believing it, and then being ridiculed for believing it, and start being called gullible, and how did you know not know that was fake, and you know, so So then you get to the point, you know, it was like, I showed Nick this picture of Ghost the other week, and he actually believed it. Yeah. I thought he was a proper investigator. Yeah, yeah, he believed this. Do you know what I mean, Nick? So that gets you to the point where, well, I don't want to come across as gullible, and I don't want to be had by someone. So I get to the point now where I just, like you say, don't believe anything unless it's happened to me personally or I've witnessed it, which is very sad.
The only thing I will, which is believe, is like the route where we are going now with trying to communicate with spirits. So if you can film it and record the sound at the same time, so you know that it hasn't been manipulated, it hasn't been faked, it hasn't been set up, then that's all right, I think. But there will still be some people saying, well, they've set that up. And
of course, and there will always be. Always.
But which is good, really, because I've never been into this paranormal for anybody else but myself anyway. Not being selfish or rude in that. I mean, for what I would need to find out and what something means to me, what evidence I find for myself, you know. What I believe, as you know, I've gone through believing, not believing, definitely not believing. It's all a load of shit. Back to believing again, you know. So it just does a full circle.
I think most of us got into it for personal reasons, but although I don't feel like it's my job to prove it to anybody else, I just think I like it when I can be with other people and help them experience some of the stuff that we experience. You know, when on the rare occasion, because let's be honest, it is rare, when we've had people somewhere and we do actually experience proper activity, the look on other people's faces when like that does happen, that makes me feel, it's almost like, see, I told you it wasn't all shit. You know, it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's worth it, you know, so.
Yeah. I started really investigating because I wanted to try and catch on film what I'd seen. And then I came to think, well, that's never going to happen. I'll never, ever be able to do that. But then we caught a couple of pictures, haven't we, in the mirrors and stuff. And even though I took it and I knew what was going on, and it does look like something, there's always that doubt in my mind, well, it could be something else. You know what I mean?
That's a healthy way of looking at it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because I originally started into it for that reason, seeing an apparition. So if you've seen an apparition, actually we could carry this now. But anyway, if you've seen an apparition, you would love to be able to catch it on film, wouldn't you? You know, and share it with people. And sell it for millions of pounds. And make a film and write a book about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or just keep it on.
And then be labelled a fake for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's it. But you'd be a rich fake, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
No, but yeah, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No. The only other downside I've found when people show you pictures and that you can see that they really believe that it's the granddad or something, and they show it you. And sometimes I'm like, Do you just say no, it's a piece of dust, or do you just let them believe?
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah. But you don't know it's a piece of dust, though, Nick. Do you? So, although you can look at that picture and you think to yourself, that's not your granddad. That's just your perception of it,
exactly,
isn't it? So it's like, yeah. So it's like, don't shatter their illusions of thinking it's something. But you're entitled not to believe it.
Yeah,
but you don't have to.
No, but even down to explaining how dust can become orbs, they don't want to hear that.
We've tried all this, haven't we? So now when we don't believe nothing, we'll say, yeah, interesting that is.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so
just be polite.
See, I'm being a dick, Marie, my orb.
He'll soon change his mind when he sees it fade.
But that
comes back to, you know, the conversation we've had, Nick, about, if that's what you believe, that's what you believe, and it don't matter what anybody else tells you, that's what you believe. Do you know what I mean? It's the same thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah, definitely.
So it's all down to beliefs. But if it's something like you've got on camera and you know somebody's pushing that table, then, yeah, you know, call them out. You're pushing it. But anything else, it's just a perspective and it's just a belief, isn't it? But, yeah.
That's it, though. Shall we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Because the figures are going to fake. Anyway, it's time to go home now.
Ta-ra.
That's it then.
Right.
Thanks for listening again.
And
to our ramblings.
Yes, and we'll see you soon.
Yeah, send us emails on the usual stuff, you know. That's it. I'm not going to give it you because you should know it by now.
I mean, you forgot it now.
I know, no.
Contact at
ghostencounters.org.
Yeah,
yep. That's the one.
We got it between us. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Cool.
See you soon.
Next time.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.